It's all I can do to restrain myself from doing an Irish impersonation. I think impersonations, I think, are funny. I enjoy it, but I am not good at it. And there's nothing worse than a bad impersonator. So I will spare the listening audience to my Irish impersonation, but it's taken real restraint here on my side. Do you have an Irish voice, Gary?
To be sure, in the garden, it's St. Paddy's Day.
That's as best as I can do.
How about David? Are you going to do an Irish impersonation for us this morning?
I don't think so.
All right, well, let's talk about your home then.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I've got a home that was built in 2006. It's a tract home, but pretty nice home for the most part. And it's a single-level home, 2,500 square feet, built on a post-tension slab. So I don't know of any settling issues, but the issue I'm specifically calling about is relative to some popping and cracking sounds that not only do I hear the typical ones you might hear in the attic in the middle of winter, but on the south wall to the master bedroom, you can actually push on a certain section of the wall and you can kind of make a noise that isn't the same noise that you'll hear in the middle of the winter, but in the middle of the winter, specifically at night, you will hear a popping sound almost like a firecracker sound. And I can live with the sounds that travel the house in the evening at night, but this is right where you'd have your bedroom suite up against this master bedroom wall. And before I try to even attack something like that, I'm trying to figure out whether it's simply drywall or framing or you know, some type of issue maybe with the roof and the truss. And I don't want to chase this down a number of rabbit holes. I may sell the house down the road in the next year or two, but I'd like to maybe remedy the situation not only for myself and the next person if possible.
How often are you hearing the popping?
In the wintertime, it's nightly, and it can be multiple times during the night.
And now you say nightly. Is that the only time you hear it, or that's just the only time you're home to hear it? Does it pop during the day at all?
I work from home quite a bit, and it's almost exclusive to the night. Maybe I'm familiar to a point with thermal expansion, the contracting and expanding of the wood when you have these temperature drops. This is the first winter that I've lived in the home, and I know other neighbors have mentioned they have similar things too. But what's really interesting is the south wall, if you actually press on that drywall, and these are 10-foot ceilings, you can kind of hear it resonate not only when you press on maybe where the 2x4 behind the wall might be, you can kind of hear it kind of crackling into the ceiling. But if you go on the opposite end of the house and you press on those same exterior walls from the inside, it feels almost like a block structure. They're that solid. And like I said, you know, oftentimes you might be in the home on a winter night and you'll hear a crack here or there or a pop, but they're fairly faint. This is a every night issue in this one wall. It just doesn't seem like the structure is, it's not nearly as solid as what is on the opposite end of the house. And I had one home inspector that I talked to that didn't specifically look at the house, but, you know, he thought it might be something you'd look in the attic first, maybe the way the truss sits. I don't have an expertise in that area. I'm in the real estate business, but more on the sales side. So this is something unique that, again, I've heard other people that have had this problem in the area, but not specific to an individual wall.
Well, we don't have a structural engineer, per se, on the referral network. That's too much of a specialty, but we do work with structural engineers at Rosie Remodeling, and I'll see if any of them service your area or will know somebody that does, because chances are, without a significant investment, it's probably just going to be something we have to live with. My assumption is the wood was very wet under construction. You know, if you've ever driven by a lumber yard, and you think, gosh, why are they leaving all those 2x4s sitting out in the sun like that? Well, they're drying. And if we don't let wood dry enough before we're building the frame and we're putting those trusses together, over the course of time when it's on your home and it starts to dry up a little bit, well, it can shrink, it can contract, it can spin. You were talking about the thermal expansion as it heats up on that south wall and the heat's radiating through the stucco and baking the wood behind it. It's drying up, and when wood dries, it can shrink, it can twist, it can work. And that's probably the majority of the popping noises you're hearing. Now, the good news is I've never known one case where a home ever collapsed because of this. So it's not that anyone's at risk, but a structural engineer can confirm that that's the case, or if it's something else, they can probably identify what's the cause. And then once we have that, we can put a plan together on how to remedy it. And then we can make the decision there, is that investment worth it on this property? So hang tight. We'll see. We'll get you connected with a structural engineer and take it from there. Matt, Michael, Jody, Nick, hang tight. We'll be back right after Bottom of the Hour News.